From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. On the first day of school since last Friday's massacre in Connecticut, South Florida school districts are reviewing security plans and in some cases adding extra law enforcement patrols. Both Broward and Palm Beach County school superintendents released statements today stating that an increased law enforcement presence would be felt in schools this week. A gunman shot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut on Friday and killed 6 adults and 20 children. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott is talking about those shootings in Connecticut. As reporter Gina Jordan tells us, the governor has a personal connection to the tragedy.
Scott told the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau his job includes taking care of 19 million people in the state, and he wants to keep them safe.
You stop and say, why do these things happen? What is the logical thing to do? But I think that right now the biggest thing is to be caring about all these families.
Scott is caring about these families because of his own personal reasons. His daughter is a teacher. He has friends who live 15 miles from the town where children and teachers were gunned down Friday. And he was in New York City during the 9/11 attacks. For now, Scott doesn't think it's the right time to talk about policy issues like mental health treatment or changes in gun laws. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And we'd like to know if you agree with the governor's comments on gun laws and mental health policy. You can use Twitter to connect with the newsroom. Our Twitter handle is at WLRN. A Fort Lauderdale woman has been sentenced to life in prison in the killings of her millionaire husband and her mother-in-law. Narcy Novak was not in the White Plains, New York courtroom to hear the sentence today. She waived her right to appear. Her brother and co-defendant was also sentenced to life in prison. They were convicted of hiring hitmen to carry out the 2009 beating deaths of Ben Novak Jr. in New York and Bernice Novak in Florida. Ben Novak was the son of the man who built the Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami Beach. A South Florida theater community still mourning the loss of three of its most popular theaters is now reeling from the unexpected closing of yet another. Broward County's award-winning Mosaic Theater is shutting down after founder and artistic director Richard J. Simon resigned. In an open letter posted on the theater's website, 37-year-old Simon cited changed priorities as his reason for leaving. He and his wife are expecting their first child in January. Miami Herald theater critic Christine Dolan says she was shocked by the news of Mosaic's closing.
And I think ultimately its closure by the board had to do with the idea that they, without their leader, they didn't think they could raise enough money to keep going.
Mosaic Theater had planned three more shows for the remainder of the season, and now the theater says subscribers will be refunded for those tickets. Over the last year and a half, the region has lost a number of influential theater companies to financial troubles, including Broward's Promethean Theater and Palm Beach County's Florida Stage and Caldwell Theater. For more news, you can visit WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.